And a great pleasure here to work with this team of people. And we will go now to Bernie Sanders.
Can we? Apparently not.
Nope, I guess not. Okay, well, sorry about that. We have a little bit of music queued up right now, and we'll go to that music. And if we can bring you Bernie Sanders right after the top of the hour, we will. You're listening to KHOI 89.1. FM, Story City, Ames, Iowa.
Thank you. Hey! Are you mad dogging me, bitch?
No, I was just admiring your boots. Did you purchase them locally?
Thank you.
shit.
We invite you.
I'm talking about it. I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing, you know, talking about this. I saw something, they saw something. There was a lot of light. That's all I remember.
How long has it been since you've slept?
I don't know.
I think there's no place to hide.
Night shift again. 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 Night shift again.
I'll be damn late.
Nor does freedom. We don't become happy just because we're free, if we are, or because we've been educated, if we have, but because education may be the means by which we realize we are happy. It opens our eyes, our ears, tells us where delights are lurking, convinces us that there is only one freedom of any importance whatsoever, that of the mind. And gives us the assurance, the confidence, to walk the path our mind, our educated mind, offers.
Thank you. talking about it, and I have no idea.
It's an invisible barrier. Keeps anyone from getting out. It's designed to keep me inside, but it keeps everyone else in too. I'm sorry.
Sergeant Mike Sergeant.
Were you enjoying that DGM?
Oh, my goodness. I, you know.
Yes.
Do we have a new volume?
This is, listen, this is the whole point of this whole intro is just for you to remember the power of the music. Okay? And that's DGM. Yeah. We call it anything that moves you, Byron. DGM. Damn. What does DGM stand for?
Damn good music.
Chris, are you there too? Chris, are you there?
Good morning, Chris.
Chris is part of the DGM collective.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you? That first song, whatever you started the show with, was so outstanding, and then my computer went crazy. It was so incredible it blew my computer up. That's why I was freaking out, because everything was speeding up, and I'm like, what's going on? And I had to turn everything off, and then I couldn't hear the show, so I didn't know what was going on. And I kept hearing, last thing I heard was Byron going, night shift, night shift, night shift.
That's a good thing.
Byron, how are you? It was a great thing. Hello, Mike. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Chris. Hey, woo! Chris.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Groundhog Day. You got a joke?
It's Groundhog Day, my favorite day of the year. I usually like to go out to go see that little rodent and cheer it on with Bill Murray.
And it means, guess what? This is even a leap year. We got one extra day.
Yes, this is the leap year, Byron.
Well, this month is a leap year?
Yes.
This year, we're in a leap year month.
September, blah, 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 yeah, blah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
All the rest.
Except on leap year.
That's right.
This is a leap year. So what does that mean exactly? The calendar was off, and they had to keep adding a day?
Well, no.
Explain leap year, Byron. Explain it. You should be able to explain the whole leap year concept.
Yes, explain it, Byron. Explain it. You brought it up.
Byron!
Educate us, Byron, please.
All right, well, let's just in case.
It was all about farming,
Byron. Just in case you've just tuned in. The name of the show is Night Shift. I'm Mike Sargent. I'm here with Byron Saunders here in the studio. Chris Taylor's on the phone. And here, life is like science fiction. And the music, if you've listened to the show before, then you know what I'm going to say. The music is a big part of the show.
DGM.
It's a big, we call it DGM because it's, you know, damn good music.
Absolutely.
And here's the best thing. Right now we're in the middle of our marathon. And what that means is that we need your support. And if you're a regular listener, then you know you support for the shows you like. And we make it easy for you. You know, for a $35 pledge, we give you a free, and you can get it as a CD or electronic, large file sent to you. We offer this music to you free with a $35 pledge, and we give you the information on all these artists so you can explore all of them yourselves, like a sampler. It's called the DGM, that's Damn Good Music, Winter 2016. Oh, it's winter. Now, even though there's going to be another winter, it's winter 2016. Winter, that's all you have to do. And you can tell them where to call, Byron.
212-209-2950.
Right. Or you can go online right now. If you're like, get on the phone. All you have to do is you can text your smart whatever you have. Okay, and go to WBAI.org. And just look for the DGM Winter 2016 collection. Okay? That's what you need to do. Matter of fact, or you can go to the Facebook page. I'm gonna put up something right now. Byron, you listening to me? As we speak,
I am listening to you.
So, Chris, your computer came back on. You can hear us now. Are you back on the show?
Oh, no. Once you picked me up, I was all good. And then something's really weird. I don't know what was going on. It's not, I had to switch browsers in order for it to play right. So something is weird with Firefox or something. I don't know. It's playing speeded up is what it's playing, but Chrome's working okay. So, so anybody listening out there is not going to know what's going on.
Chris is out of sync. Byron.
He's out of sync. Is he back online with us yet?
No, he's back online, but now, Mike, he's out of sync.
I saw something.
He'll be out of sync for the whole show, just so you know.
Just so he's a little step up behind us, and we're like, okay, all right.
Elena. Elena has come in with her B-52s haircut. Is that a beehive or a rat's nest?
Bathe just for y'all.
Wow. Thank you, Elena.
Elena's on.
Elena. You know, it says a lot. She has like a lot of personality because she puts her hair right, like really up high, like a rooster, you know, and comes in dramatic entrance, you know, shows up fashionably, you know, Elena time. And she comes in, it's like, whoa, look, it's Elena. Where's she coming from?
That's what product does for you.
There it is. She like Penelope Pitstop, you know, she just kind of comes in. She's just finished fighting the midgets.
Fighting who?
The midgets. Then
I don't know, Chris.
You know those midgets she fought that were
anyway,
after her.
DGM. Now, how many?
You know, you got to say little people. You can't say
all right, Mike. Little people.
How many cuts in this particular one?
Oh, in this one. Okay, let me tell you what's on this. Let me tell you what's on this one. This one has 33 tracks.
What's the hat that you're wearing?
This is the hat. This is called a white hat. Okay, bye.
Hi, Elena.
Hello.
Hi.
Chris.
My rabbit, say hi.
I love your rabbit.
Oh, my goodness. This is a really nice compilation.
You like this compilation? So, so like I said now, or you can go to WBAI.org, $35 pledge. You can get Winter DGM 2016. It's all the music you're going to hear tonight. Okay. I have some stories for you. Yes, the world is still a full-on science fiction novel.
Absolutely.
Okay, just so you know, full on, we're living in science fiction.
I saw something incredible.
We are living
right now
in science. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
And,
we're there.
And I will just give, there's various contexts for all of this, you understand?
Okay.
So, and then you can add the music. And
science fiction,
you know,
is your hat.
Now, Chris, I have to ask you, I've been imbibing, I've turned Chris into like a DGM junkie, like I feed him a little DGM every now and then.
Oh, yeah, Byron, it's out of control. Mike dangles the carrot in front of me. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to send you like just like maybe five tunes.
No,
I
go, it's
come
like,
on.
I'm going to send you a bag of tunes.
I know. I'm part of the Matrix as well. But it's good.
Are you in the Matrix, Bart?
I am.
You are not in the Matrix.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Exactly, Elena. Get him. Report him to the thought police.
He's an old-fashioned guy.
Exactly. He's in a different Matrix.
Yes, that Matrix for sure.
You're the other Matrix, Bart.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a leap year.
Yes, it is. So explain it. Elena, do you understand the concept of leap year? Do you understand it all?
Yes, I do.
You do. All right. Well, what's the concept? I'm listening.
That we gain a day.
Oh, come on. Beyond that, we all know we gain a day. Why? Why do we have to gain a day? What's happening? Is it off? Is the calendar of our lives off?
Yes.
Or is this a compensation for it to be able to stay in this, you know, 365, 24/7, 60.
Yeah.
I think, Chris, I have to disagree with you on that.
Wait, what are you disagreeing on? Okay, all right, I thought you could explain
it. Do we really need another
explanation? No, we just accept it. It's leap year. It could be the it could have something to do with aliens.
So people that are born in February? Know. You know.
Yeah, on February 29th, they don't age.
Exactly.
4 years goes by, they don't age, and then boom, like one.
Well,
on leap year.
My sister was born in the 28th,
year,
so she gets robbed because
she gets robbed on. Oh yes, she gets robbed of a birthday. So what does she do? She just has to pick another day. Because I've known people who are like, well, I decided to pick summer, you know, because they pick another day that year.
No, I think she just, you know.
That's the 28th.
Every day is her birthday.
Oh, yes. So
she's a
living,
beautiful woman.
She's living the dream.
Yes.
Every day, Byron, when you're living the dream, every day is your birthday. You understand what I'm saying?
You want it to be that way.
Yes. And, now, and that's how it is when you listen to this DGM.
That's right. Now, for the leap year explanation.
Oh, okay. You're about to give one?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
It has a lot to do with the solstice.
Yes.
In which this is part of an astronomical, as well as a horticultural created day to catch up with time, because someone
catch up with time.
Yeah, because someone decided that an adjustment had to be made based on the way the sun and the moon and the solstice and everything that lined up. And they did it by the way their crops grew and the seasons for which it was created. Now, that was the original intent. Now, how it has become a commercial day.
Commercial? Isn't that
a commercial calendar for...
Elena's giving me signs. What is it?
And it has,
you can't hear?
It has a lot to do with the astronomical alignment. Now, if you remember, we just had something incredible.
No, look and follow your wire. Okay, Elena, try to help.
In about 4 years, and that was the lineup. Oh, my goodness. That was the lineup of the planets. The five planets just were lined up in our solar system.
Byron, are you going to tie this back in the leap year?
Yes,
okay, all right, I'm with you. I'm with you now. I'm out on your cosmic limb.
This is all.
No, because it was funny, man. When you were talking and he was talking and the music's playing, it sounded like two different shows were going on at the same time.
There were two different shows going on.
There always are two different shows.
Can you hear yourself now, Elena?
I can hear myself.
Okay, she was giving me sign language. And so I couldn't pay attention to Byron. She's very
distracted. Is that what it was?
That's what it was. I was trying
I'm sorry.
Listen to Byron. And
I didn't mean to.
She did. She didn't care. She's like, Byron's talking.
Elena, you're disrupting the whole show.
That's
and the
right.
rest are
it's
getting mad.
It's all Elena's fault.
Oh, Chris, don't be so bitter.
All right, well,
no,
I do want to say...
what y'all are saying.
Okay. Yes, Byron. You can adjust yours.
We were very attentive to what you were saying about leap year.
Did you turn your head? You turn it. There you go. Everybody's trying to get themselves.
I guess I'm the deaf one.
I don't know what do you guys got going on.
No, all right. I'll let them get to themselves. They're adjusting their headphones. But here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You tune to Listener Sponsored Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM. We are a public radio station. We don't have commercial breaks. There are no breaks for sponsors. The break here is us asking you to help sponsor us. Byron, are you back?
Too high.
All right, you have to adjust your headphones. All right, you know what? I'm going to help them. But in the meantime, you can call 50. And I'm sorry. Yeah, 2950. And you can make your pledge. Or you can go to WBAI.org and look for the Winter DGM 2016.
Yeah, I'll talk. For $35 pledge, what you're going to hear tonight and what Mike has spent a huge amount of time working on, as he usually does for this fun drive. It's the DGM music collection for spring 2013, and it is an outstanding collection. Mike gave me a little bit of a preview. It was like tasting butter out there. So for a $35 pledge, and if you pay with your credit card, Mike will instantly, upon receipt of that information, send you in a download form, which works amazingly, to your computer. You open it up, and you will be grooving with the tunes of DGM. This is an outstanding time for everybody, the world that we're living in, right? So yeah, let's all get together as a community and try to make a difference tonight, as we always do during our fundraising drive.
Well, there it is.
This is the beginning of the drive for all of us, so let's all get together. Here is what you get.
First day.
Here's a subscription for the $35 you will get. Tell them, Mike, the DGM, how many cuts are they getting?
They get 33 tracks. It's over 3 hours of music.
Wow.
And it's only a $35 pledge. Right. Now, but I'm going to let you get taken on a journey a little bit here. Okay, because this journey... I really designed this. I lean heavily on one group in here throughout this because of what kind of pictures they paint in what Mark Isham called one of his albums Vapor Drawings. And I think the best music, like, kind of, it's drawing, it's giving you something, whether it's just to get up and dance or like the music Elena listens to, Scream or whatever.
Not Scream.
Yes, you like that screaming music.
I like The Killers, that's the one.
There it is. Anyway, you understand what I'm saying, Byron.
Absolutely.
And I know you do, Chris. So, I say all that to say that DGM.
Damn good music.
Music that takes you somewhere. And so I am trying to take you somewhere, and I'm hoping that not only while you're listening, you're taken somewhere, but you are taken to that place where you make a pledge.
33 tracks.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. And do you get a membership for a full
year? Well, there it is. You're a member. You are a member.
Oh, my God.
And you're supporting BAI, and you're supporting this show.
That's right.
That's
Audible
the key. You got to remember, like, even if you pledged already, pledge for the show. It's only a $35 pledge. You get the music. And I'll tell you what, I have the collection. It's ready. It's done. Okay.
Yes.
As you know, as you're looking at. And if you email me, if you make that pledge and you get your receipt number, you email me at lifeislikesciencefiction@gmail.com. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Wow.
There
that's
it is.
Instagram.
There
no
it
way.
Is, Byron. Yes.
Yes. 212-209-2950. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Chris was telling it to you straight. Listener sponsored radio. This show is on the air because of you and the support that you give to WBAI. So continue to give to keep this kind of radio alive. As you can see, the world is changing. WBAI is here for you and the change. We're back from Iowa, live. That was pretty good. I thought BAI did a good job honing in on today's important events as they segued right into Night Shift and DGM. Damn good music. 33 tracks. Oh my goodness. This is it, folks.
Enjoying you were enjoying that?
You were enjoying okay, it.
Winter Volume 2016.
There it is.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Now, I'm going to play. I've got so much more on that. Yeah. That was just like the first 10 cuts or something. But I just bounced through the first 10 cuts. Okay.
So 33 and cuts here.
Yes. And there's some cuts I'll even go back to. They're so good. They're so good. I'll go back to it, and it's like, in case you
you're
going to
do a repeat.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. You missed a fantastic cut. Chris missed a cut because his computer went down. Chris, you missed a cut.
Yeah, I really like the first cut. The first cut that you played when you opened the show, I'd like to hear that again just a little bit. It was just great.
There you go, Chris.
But I was going to make a point that, you know, when the music just dropped out right now, that's what it sounds like when you don't have DGM.
Exactly. That's what it sounds like when BAI is not here.
That's what it sounds like when BAI, right, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, and you know what? We need to thank, all of us need to thank graciously that we've been able to be on BAI for 26 years doing this show, which is an incredible thing.
Incredible
and it's because of all of the community of listeners out there that have supported this station through all these years. It is really, really commendable and incredible. And you all need to just, you know, just bathe in it. And we need to, you know, just let you know that we appreciate it.
Just please.
212-209-2950. Make a pledge. Get 33 tracks. Oh, my goodness. DGM Winter 2016. You will need this in your daily life. Why? Because it's damn good music.
This is the track you missed a little. Now this I think this should be our new theme. What do you think?
Very nice.
I like this. I'm with it.
It was so good, Mike, it blew my computer up.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll play it again. It's on the DGM.
Oh, I love it.
The name of the show.
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
I'm thinking it's, I don't know. What do you think, Byron? This is Night Shift, Byron? That's why you're wearing that cool ass shirt.
Wow. Thank you,
John. Join us. Come apart. Freeform Radio.
Night Shift.
We're
Night Shift.
For professional use.
It's like science fiction.
Night Shift. Where the groove goes all night long.
Oh. No, Chris. I'm thinking that you're wearing a cool ass shirt before have to pledge.
Elena, let me think, Elena. I have a rabbit shirt on.
Woo! Oh, that really makes my day. And so does Night Shift. Night Shift turns us on, and we love the music, and we love Michael, and we love you, Chris, and we love you, Byron.
Who's Merkel? Who's Merkel? Was that a joke?
You tried
to say, you said Merkel. You tried to call me. You tried to call me Urkel. You tried to. What are you making a joke? That was a subtle joke. And we love Merkel. I mean,
I'm
no,
sorry.
Michael. Yeah. She calls me Merkel. You go to hell, Elena.
That's good. You are.
You go
Merkel.
To hell and you die. You are kind.
212-209-2950
Nice. I love this cut.
Yeah, it's really. It's really
this is our theme. This is our new theme. Night Shift.
Midnight.
To what time?
Midnight.
It's invisible.
What time, Byron?
Midnight.
But you can feel it.
Midnight.
Can you handle
it? Midnight.
And how much does it cost, Michael? Arkel?
$35 pledge.
Midnight.
DGN.
I think that's your new theme.
What is?
You're Arkel.
DGN.
You're Merkel.
Give me a drink.
Get the hell out of there.
You'll be pretzel.
I will break you.
I'm wearing a shirt with a rabbit on it.
Well, we like bunnies. We talked about that before.
It sounds like someone's talking in the background about Byron.
Can you put me up a little bit? Because I found out after the last time I was on that you made up the bunny story. And I feel like a fool.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Nice,
yeah,
Chris.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
There is no
rabbit.
Santa Claus. There
you
is
don't
no
have
Claus.
Four bunnies.
Yes, I do.
I'm sorry.
And I went on
she
and
was crestfallen.
On and
she was crestfallen.
You know, right, do you
so,
believe Mike?
Listen. Let's stay
My
focused
God.
Here. Let's stay focused here.
Yes, we need to pledge.
We do need you to pledge, but I do want you to listen to the music and enjoy it. This is the track that you missed, Chris. I'll let you hear a little of it before we go to the new stuff. This is like Table of Contents. Tonight, on Night Shift.
Night Shift.
We're Byron Saunders.
It's my favorite show.
Elena Fulcrum.
Hello.
And Chris...
Oh, yeah. Goodness gracious.
Mondays.
Let's boogie on.
Midnight.
Night Shift.
We love being on with y'all.
We're live.
Night Shift. Oh, my goodness. Oh, what, Byron? What
like
did you say?
Fiction.
Night Shift.
Midnight till 3 a.m. It only happens here. On Night Shift. It's invisible. But you can feel it.
You can feel it. I did not bathe. For me to come on and not have a pledge.
So, yes, there it is.
There
Night
it is.
Shift.
Yes.
DGM.
DGM.
33 tracks.
Yes, it
$35.
Is. $35.
Oh, my goodness, what a bargain. And 30. You need to have this, folks, in your repertoire. Winter 2016.
All right, now, I do have some really fascinating stories that I have here for you this morning.
Yes. Mike, I saw something.
Oh, Lena, Lena's downstairs.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Well, I just
I found the code.
You found the code after like a year.
They changed it.
No, they didn't change it, Elena. It's
it
the
used
same
to be something, something
no,
different.
No, you remembered it as something
no,
different.
No, I looked on my phone.
Oh, you wrote it down as something.
I'm just sitting out there alone with the squirrels.
Yes.
There were squirrels watching.
You heard about the squirrel attacks that have been going on?
Here?
No, not here. Just in general, I've been reading about them around the country.
I told you apocalypse.
Did well, I not predict?
You did say something.
I know. I was going to bring the story before you because I've been reading them. And I think of Elena because she's always thought they were going to turn. You know,
They did turn.
She always thought they were gonna turn.
The squirrels are amassing.
Well, you know, I'll do a search. Chris, you could do a search. Just put in squirrel attack, and you tell me what you come up with. But I have stories here for you.
Mike, I saw something incredible.
What did you see, Byron?
I saw a demonstration without 3D glasses because they were showing this school of kids 7D effects in front of them.
What is 7D? What's the seventh dimension, Byron? What is it? What's the fourth dimension? What's the fifth? What's the sixth? You said 7D.
In front of them.
Okay.
In their gymnasium.
Yeah.
Was a display of holographic imagery.
Okay,
that was
that's not
7D.
Amazing. Okay, okay. Where was this?
This was in a school. And,
wait, you saw this?
I saw this. It's a videotape. And
okay, okay. Okay. You saw a video of the hologram. Okay, okay. I'm with you.
In which a whale jumps out of the water
and goes
them,
to attack.
And
like in.
They're in a holodeck.
Like in Back to the Future too.
Well, even better.
Oh, really?
Yes, like in a holodeck.
Really? Like
three
a holodeck?
Three-dimensional, seven-dimensional.
Really?
Yes, that's
really?
What it was called. That's okay. What they called it.
They called it a holodeck.
I call it a holodeck.
And you're here without the information. Is that what you're trying to say? Is that what you're trying to say, Byron?
Yes, I wanted you to kind of Google it.
Would you really want the experience of having a whale?
It's amazing. It's amazing. They're sitting there. Why? And it's
why don't you just go out to the ocean and have one jump out at you?
Because they're predicting this is.
Why don't you go out to the ocean and have one jump out at you?
That you'll be at sports.
There you go, Byron. There's an idea.
All right. Will you pledge?
Chris, you didn't see this.
Yeah. Why don't you just go out there and get a little whale jump at you?
You haven't seen this story?
What story?
The stories that Byron sees that no one else sees.
The story of the 17th dimension?
It's only seven dimensions. Don't add now.
Yeah,
don't add them.
The seventh dimension? What's
but
that?
We'll add,
it's a 7D experience.
It's a 7D experience. Okay, but this is Byron, alleged things Byron reads from, you know, on your various...
7D experience.
Okay, all right.
Google it? Well, what do I got
to
put
no,
in?
I want you to Google a squirrel attack. I want you to Google that, please.
Squirrel attack?
Your squirrel attack.
Squirrels. Squirrels are amassing.
Well, squirrels around, you know.
They're mean, I told you.
Around the country are beginning to do things.
What are you talking about?
Elena has a theory that's...
She has a theory.
And I was correct.
Oh, real squirrel attack.
Yes, just put in squirrel attack. Yes, real squirrel attack.
They're
in,
mean.
In news
GOP.
They're ornery.
What's going on here? What's
GOP.
The story?
GOP. You're funny.
Shot.
Byron.
Now we're contradicting each other.
Shots fired and everything. Squirrel gets Magnum 45, shoots people.
Stop. Does not say that. That's not what
that,
it is.
You can't find the 7D story. Nobody's finding the 7D.
Look for the squirrel story.
Yes.
Oh, come on, Chris. Check this track out. Check this track out. DGM.
I like it a lot. This is part of the DGM.
That's part of the DGM, yes, I have that. But I go all kinds of different places.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's very good stuff.
I have a few stories here, and this is one is sort of... I have a number that are very interesting here, Brian. I want you to take a look at this one,
yes.
Brian. I was trying to bring it up on the iPad here. Okay. Or maybe I should give this to Elena. Elena, more for you. Give it to Elena. It's more for you. And you can tell me your thoughts on it as you go there, Elena. Byron?
Yes, sir.
Are you still with me?
I am always with you, Mike.
Even when you're not here?
Yes. It's why I'm
always with you.
I'm here writing this material.
Are you part of the force?
Yeah, I am part of the force. Absolutely.
I understand. You know, always with me.
Have been for
Byron,
a while.
Can you go first? I need to get my spectacle.
Well, it's just, you know. Well,
you're allergic to retinox 5?
Put your spectacles on. I'm looking for a story.
Oh, no, I have a bunch here, Byron.
Yes, I have
one for you. Oh, you're looking at mine?
No, she has yours. You told her to go first.
All right, give me that phone. Give me that phone. All right, you got your glasses there, Elena?
Yes, sir.
All right. 212-209-2950.
Please pledge.
Your glasses don't work.
212-209-2950. Pick up the phone, make a pledge. WBAI, listener-sponsored radio. Tell them you're enjoying
you know
it
what?
Because you're
right,
going
I'm
to get
I'm going to help you out here. Elena.
Empathy, more comment.
DGM.
Empathy.
33 cuts of DGM. Go ahead.
I'm talking over you. I'm sorry. Empathy more common in animals than thought. American Association for the Advancement of Science. A new study reveals that prairie...
You can't read it?
No, I can read it. Console loved ones who are feeling stressed, and it appears that the infamous love hormone is the underlying mechanism. Oh, they're cute. Prairie vials consoling this material relate to a paper that appeared in the January 27th.
Elena, what happened with it? You can't read it. Okay. I understand that you can't read it. And that's okay, because I'm going to bring
really
it up here.
I really can't see it.
I understand. What happened to the glasses, though?
They don't have either. I'm sorry.
So the glasses don't work? Is that what you're saying?
It's just the type is small.
I understand.
Okay. So. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah. All right.
You can read the abstract.
This is science
first.
Deal.
I have to look at this little bitty little phone.
Listen, I was hoping that everything would have popped up. It's supposed to, like, I'm supposed to be able to see everything I bring up on my phone or my iPad, but it wasn't happening.
Oh.
So
this is in Science Daily. It says, let them see you sweat. Now, what new wearable sensors can reveal from your perspiration? Sensors in your clothing.
I'm with that. Okay.
Engineers have developed the first fully integrated electronic system that can provide continuous, non-invasive monitoring of multiple biochemicals in sweat. The advance opens doors to wearable devices that alert users to health problems, such as fatigue or dehydration, and dangerously high body temperatures. Specifically,
so you could be have your shirt on, and all of a sudden it's like you're
triggers,
tired.
Yeah, your shirt will trigger certain sensors. Specifically,
you're tired.
It is for a flexible sensor system that can measure.
It's like I'm sorry, my shirt is telling me I'm tired. Yeah,
metabolites and electrolytes in sweat, calibrating the data based upon skin temperature and sync. The results in real time to a smartphone. So ultimately, you're wired to your smartphone.
Do you really need your phone to tell you
and
that
your phone
tired?
Is telling you
and your
you're
phone
tired.
Is deciphering the information.
It's like, and you're out, and the
your
person
sweat.
Says to you, are you tired? No. Well, how come your phone and your shirt is going?
You will be in a second. Check it out, dude. Sit down now. You're about to have a stroke. You know?
You're about to have a stroke. That's like a text message you don't want to get.
Right.
Okay, how does that help?
Red warning, you know. Yeah, exactly. So, yes. But definitely, what it's really saying is just what we just identified.
You will keel over shortly.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Or perhaps it could just tell you that you need to go to the laundry.
Exactly. You're funking up your clothes.
You are filthy. Wash me.
Yes, there should be a warning for that, too, with some of the stuff I've smelled. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that's pretty silent. Life is like science fiction.
Don't you think that's pretty life is like science fiction?
But
well,
isn't that what they were doing in Dune? That's why their body was able.
Well, yeah, but they were doing
meanwhile,
a lot more than that. There,
meanwhile,
that
he's
still
wearing
suits.
A bunny shirt.
Yeah.
Well, he wore.
You know, I think at a certain point, you know, all that kind of technology is going to happen.
Yes.
Well, they say they've invented it. It's happening. It's here.
Yeah.
We're in the future.
Well, I know that you can take your temperature now with the phone.
Well, if this shirt ties into the phone with an app, then the shirt's giving sensory information to the phone app, and it's constantly telling you, you know, whatever, slow down.
But
you
really,
know.
You need that.
Yeah.
Slow down your intake of alcohol.
Well, I ask the question, where can the phones go from where they are now?
To becoming completely integrated into your life, where you do everything from your phone. And your smartphone.
But do you need some?
But
you
saying,
need
what?
A phone
what more?
To
what?
Tell
how
you?
Many more things do you need to have on phone now?
Listen, they got a Fitbit, and that's happening. Wearables is the future. Everybody can just wear their tech. Just
right.
like in those science fiction movies where people were always walking around with tech on.
Right.
But
okay.
Why do you need a phone to tell you how you feel?
Because you need to know. Why do you need to check and see if somebody's liked your picture from on Instagram or your photo
well,
that you
well,
put
here,
up?
Well, here's
why?
Here's the
why
thing. You want to know, that? Elena? Because if you're lonely like me, you know my phone it senses that. It says, "How do you feel today, Chris?" And I go, "I'm lonely," and it goes, "It's okay. Everything will be
well." Chris,
hard.
You're hitting on a whole.
Well, Chris, I don't
I mean,
know
you're
what
hearing
you're
hearing on a whole.
You don't know
thing.
What I'm going on, and then my, you know what happens? Then my phone says
that's a whole other subject. If you're lonely,
then my phone says
you know you're lonely. Correct.
Then
you
my
need
phone
your phone
says,
to tell you you're lonely. That's
exactly. You are lonely. Go out.
Yes. Then my phone says.
Take your phone. I mean,
I don't know,
really?
Man. If Elaine, if you interrupt me one more time, I'm trying to I'm trying to deliver this line, and you just every time I say it, you just jump.
Okay, Bunny, go.
Oh my God, get it.
No, I'm curious.
Every time my phone says, "Are you lonely?" I go, "Yes," and it says, "Would you like to hear some DGM?" And that's what it does.
There it is. The DGM is a good cure for loneliness. Let me just say that. Where are you now, Elena? When she listens to this, she's in the castle. She's discovered a new room. What is this stairwell lead to? And she discovers Chris's lab in the basement where he's doing experiments on bunnies.
Fake bunnies.
He's doing experiments on bunnies. He's creating.
You really have done outdone
yourself. I feel so betrayed.
You are. You're enjoying this, Chris? You're enjoying this DGM?
Yeah, you really have outdone yourself with this. Again, I don't know how you do it. I mean, what is your approach to finding all this cool music?
Well, you know what it is? As I'm scouring and pulling down music and ordering
lonely,
stuff.
He doesn't have a phone.
And stuff gets sent to me. You know, I start culling. I just, as I'm doing other things, I'm listening, culling, and saying what's the best and what can I, you know, what can I hear myself doing? Mondays. No, I'm kidding. But
we have
Mondays.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Mondays.
Midnight. 3 a.m.
Any of this music, I could do that too. And you could do it at home yourself on different days, Tuesdays.
Byron, do you spend a lot of time listening to BGM?
I listen to it mostly when I come on the show. And there are occasions when I do listen to the show at home when I'm not on, because I'm out on assignment.
Right.
Yes, so you were out in the field.
I'm in the field gathering up information.
And his phone went dead.
So that's how I get my DGM adjustments by way of night shift.
You get your DGM adjustments.
It's my favorite show, Night Shift. Even I get like DGM. See, it's great.
Even you what?
Even I like DGM. But you get 33 tracks. $35.
Check this track. Hold on.
This track.
Yes.
This track. I'm going to play this track to you in a minute, but you can say what you want to say.
I was about to say.
Because I have a story too. This track is the track. Tracks. The track.
$35.
Yes.
Listener-sponsored radio, support of WBAI.
That's right. We send it to you free. You get all of it. It's free with a $35 pledge, and here's the deal. You get all the information and all the cracks, so you can now go after all these artists and support them yourselves. You know, it's sort of like you give and give. And I am opening, and the show hopefully is open. We try and open your mind here on the show. That's part of the whole point of the show. And we want to open you to all this new music, the DGM. You can be part of it. You can then have this music and you put it on at home or you play it to friends and they go, "What is this?" And you go, "Don't you want to know?" There it is. But you know because you know it's DGM. And you just say
and
DGM.
And you can make friends.
And they go, "What's
that?" And you don't even need your
That's
phone
right.
anymore.
You can just be standing on the subway and it's total stranger. You're like, "Listen to this track." And they're like, "What?" "No, just listen to this. Tell me what you think." And they're like, "Oh, what is this?"
DGM.
That's like
you
if you ran into
date.
William Shatner. What is this?
DGM. Right,
so there it is.
212-209-2950. 2950. Make a pledge now. Thank you. Thank you for making that pledge. 212-209-2950.
Okay.
All right.
You ready for your next
dose?
Story.
Story, please.
I have a story. Okay.
Now, did you see that seven-dimensional thing I showed you?
It's not seven dimensional burn.
What did it say?
It's. I didn't read it. I couldn't read it. You were handing
See,
it to me.
But
it
was someone amazing. Else cannot read.
It was amazing.
Shut up later.
The life is like science fiction piece. That
You're
I
making fun of me because I didn't amazing. Have any.
Oh man! I don't spectacles. Even remember what the password is. All right, so. I'm going to give you another story, Byron, because I can't.
Byron, is the seventh dimensional stuff now actually?
Where's the squirrel story?
Is it up on your page? Is it in your Byron Saunders page, Byron?
Yes.
I pulled up some of the seventh dimensional stuff, and basically, is it all these psychedelic things?
No.
Byron is a psychedelic man.
No.
It's not psychedelic, because I started looking at these things, and I swore I
Check
was in the seventh.
Check this out. Check this out.
I saw that I was in this seventh.
All right, listen. This is not good radio. Okay, I do want to get back to another story here for you, Byron. But whatever it is, Byron, you could post it on the Night Shift Facebook page.
You're going to be amazed.
They're posted on the page there,
You're
so
going
we can all
to be,
be
it's amazing
with
7D
you and make it
technology.
Interactive. There it is, 7D technology. I don't know what 7D is.
Check this out.
Okay. I'm going to play the track to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Check, tell me what you think of this track. And actually, you could even close your eyes and tell me what you picture. Were you taken somewhere? I was totally taken somewhere.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? Were you taken somewhere?
Yeah. What was interesting about it was I was feeling
like I was watching a James Bond. Like,
yeah. There's a Bond thing going on there. Yeah.
And the visual was almost underwater, kind of. You know.
Yeah, cool. Definitely got an underwater vibe. Kinda. Definitely.
I like it a lot. I think it's,
I do too.
And then also, it felt very seventh dimensional to me.
Yes. Yes, it did. It does. It has a seventh dimensional feel to it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Definitely had a seventh dimensional feel.
Absolutely.
DJM. Elena, what happened to the story I gave you? Are you ready? Are you reading? Are you prepping yourself?
Yes, and I don't need my glasses.
Wow, look at that. Okay.
New theory linking brain activity to brain shape could throw light on human consciousness.
Brain activity to brain shape. So people with certain shaped brains may be more prone. Like if you've got that peanut shaped brain, you could probably lift pencils with your mind. I don't know if that's... All right, talk to me, Elaine. This is fascinating.
This is dated January 27th this year by the University of New South Wales. Scientists have shown that complex human brain activity is governed by the same simple universal rule of nature that can explain other phenomena such as the beautiful sound of a finely crafted violin or the spots on a leopard. Y'all want to decipher that?
I'm savoring that, yes. Right.
They have identified a link between the distinctive patterns of brain function that occur at rest and the physical structure of people's brains.
Sounds to me like they did a lot of sleeping on this project.
Well, there's sleeping and x-ray of people's brains and literally looking at it. Interesting. All right, go ahead, Elaine. I'm listening.
That's it, actually.
Now, are they putting people under, or is just brain activity?
Brain shape. Now, I have another story linked to that. Hand me that back. There, I have another story, and I will bring that up for you. Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know what? I have it here.
I think we need to decipher a little bit further. So if you're...
There's a lot more to this story, Elena. What are you talking about? This is like to talk about where they did it, what country. It says here that they gave... MRIs gave us the structure of the cortex, the wrinkly surface of the brain. The DTI gave them an anatomical map of the underlying connections of the white matter in the brain, and then they analyzed the brain maps using mathematical framework of the Laplace engine modes harmonic.
What? So exactly, what does that mean?
That means a lot.
Okay, explain. How big is your brain?
I don't have the right shaped brain to explain it correctly, but I understood it. My shape allows that. Yes.
I mean, I think the consensus that I read explains enough.
You think so? You think so? Are you challenging me, Elena?
Exactly. I am challenging.
You're challenging me, Elena?
Yeah, what shape is your brain?
You know, Elena, standing there like that. See, this music makes me think we're on the beach and Elena's standing there with Ursula Andress in Dr. No, with like the knife strapped to her leg. So don't think because you got a knife strapped to your leg that I'm afraid of you.
I'd be afraid if I were you. Okay. I'd take a second look at that.
I'd have a knife and knife on one leg and a bunny on the other.
Oh, see? Now, exactly. Bunny
and a squirrel on my head.
Oh, no,
that you'd killed. Sort of like, welcome into the Night Shift Lounge. Your host, Chris, will seat you, and he'll be doing the floor show. Your waiter, Byron, will be over shortly. Elena's the cook.
Because I want to kill you.
Exactly. It's like Elena cooks at the Poison Cafe. So...
You can play with a seven-dimensional whale, but then you'll die.
You know, that's... Bring brings up a whole lot of things you could say.
Very good stuff.
Chris, do you like that? Did you, like, you totally on vacation?
No, I was just going to say that the shape of my head is the shape, it's in the shape of a foot.
You have a foot-shaped brain, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So somebody stuck a foot up your butt?
No, but that's why I wear a shoe on my head. Fit. Nice. A size 12, nevertheless.
Ooh. How intriguing.
You never seen my x-rays? You never saw my foot-looking head?
No. But, let me repeat, I'm very intrigued.
Yeah. I knew you would be, Elena.
Yeah.
Elena, are you feeling sexy tonight? You sound sexy tonight. Are you feeling sexy?
I'm feeling a bit sexy. I mean, but yeah. Look, I'm with three of... hugest good-looking gentleman in the world.
Yeah.
You included, lovely.
Ooh.
And you really got me with the bunny shirt, okay?
Ooh.
Michael's wearing a hype. Wonderful hat.
Ooh.
And Byron is wearing the Paul Bunyan shirt. I can't do no wrong.
Now this is pure Night Shift. This is DGM. This is, tell me this is not like, yeah.
Byron, can you give the number again?
212-209-2950.
$35.
Pick up the phone, dial 212-209-2950. Make a pledge. Get your
Winter 2016. That's what it's called.
DGM
collection. Damn good music. Can't you just, Byron, you hear this, and I just hear myself going, Mondays. This also says summer to me. Chris, do you like this track?
I really like this track as well.
I have so much on here. I'm just going to go through
33
a few
tracks.
For 33 tracks, yes, I do.
$35. Yeah, $35.
Make a pledge. Make a pledge.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
DGM.
excellent.
Were you with that? Very Chris, did you like that?
That was kind of like... still that James Bond
thing. Oh, yeah. Definitely. To me, there's always a spy thing going on. In my
spy,
mind.
That's what I'm really hearing, the yes, spy thing.
Yes, there's definitely, you know, there's a double agent in the room.
Yeah, you, Merkel. Merkel out. Merkel out. Trying to solve the world when the world needs heroes. There was Merkel.
So many articles here, Brian, and I had previewed them on my phone, but
technology.
Yeah. In the meantime, I'll let you hear DGM.
I love DGM.
We'll be right back. you think of that, Chris? Were you with that?
Who are you talking to?
You, Chris. I said, what did you think?
Me?
Yes, you. What did you think of that track?
Oh, I went off into space with that one.
Really, where did you go? Where did that take you?
To Ethiopia with the huge, with the lions there. There's lions. They found new lions, hundreds of lions in Ethiopia now.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. Today they found hundreds in the Alatash National Park in northwest Ethiopia. It's a huge discovery. It's about 200 or 300 lions, which are very rare.
Nice.
And I was listening. I was looking at the pictures and listening to the music, and I just got all in it. You know, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. This is what I think DGM is. It's like a companion for your life, for whatever you're doing.
It can create context for your life.
Yes.
It can underscore your life.
Underscore. There you go.
It can score your life. DGM. I picture this, that Elena becomes a cab driver. She's driving around the city.
But do I have to know how to drive?
Well, that, you know, that's...
I don't think so.
You do have a license. But whether you know how to drive, that's, of course, a different conversation.
That conversation is also for you. You just got a license, and I know you don't know how to drive.
Shh. Be silent, woman. Drive your cab. This is the track, Mark. I'd be riding my bicycle on this. That's what I do. People write this stuff, they know it's going to get played on Night Shift. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
No,
It's like, Chris, doesn't it just sound like they made this for Night Shift?
They totally.
You're tuned to Listener Sponsored Radio. All right, so, Byron, you have a very interesting story.
I do indeed.
Yes, don't you? No.
Science Daily. Honeybees, ants, may provide clues to suicide in humans.
But any clue?
That's interesting.
In the middle of the day, kind of hits you so much grander.
Could human suicide have evolutionary roots in self-sacrificial behaviors, like those seen in species such as honeybees and ants? Now, this was at Florida State University. Thomas Joyner, the Robert O. Lawson Distinguished Professor of Psychology, led a team of researchers in examining scientific knowledge and drawing parallels between suicide in humans and the self-sacrificial behaviors of colony-like or eusocial species such as shrimp, mole rats, and insects. Now, the idea that something mysterious and scary like suicide in humans could have some sort of analog in animals is not only kind of fascinating, but also really promising in terms of trying to figure it all out. This paper.
When you say it all out, like that, just like the universe, everything. Gotcha. Figure it all out.
And this was in a paper recently published in the journal Psychological Review. And the researchers theorized.
The journal Psychological
Review. The researchers theorized that humans exhibit the characteristics of eusocial species, such as relying on multi-generational and cooperative care of young and utilizing division of labor for its successful survival. It works itself as well.
Interesting.
Humans are a species that is eusocial, as it's known, and that's an important starting point. That suggests a certain set of characteristics, including some really striking self-sacrifice behaviors. Now, those eusocial behaviors understood as part of what is called inclusive fitness in evolutionary biology.
Wow, that's a dispassionate description of suicide.
Yes.
Yes, read that to me one more time.
Those eusocial behaviors understood as part of what is called inclusive fitness in evolutionary biology. In evolutionary biology.
Fascinating.
They're adaptive. You see, the idea is if you give up yourself, which would include your genes, it can be evolutionary speaking sort of worth it if you spare or save multiple copies of your genes in your relative.
I don't think there's been silence ever since.
Yourself and your genes for the good
of mankind. That's right.
Remember when we spent time with our aborigine cousins?
What is Mike doing? Is he like hiding in the corner? Is that what he does when he does this?
Sorta.
Yeah.
You sense that's what he's doing, Chris?
Yeah, like he was punished and he had to go sit in the corner and look at the wall. Yeah, while you read the story.
Go to your corner, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks hot. Who cares?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're in the corner looking, staring at the wall.
I'm in the pocket.
You're in the pocket?
I'm a hot pocket, like Corey Dooley.
Hot pocket.
And when we comforted our African brothers from the cry of slavery with a spiritual melody, a change is gonna come. A change's gonna come. A change is gonna come. Yeah. We're there. And every celebration ever seen, ever had. Gourmet the funk. Gourmet. Yeah. Gourmet the funk. Now listen. The smell of salted tropical herbs filled the air, enough to make my mouth, eyes,
and ears water. Add what you like. And what would you like? Yeah. Just make sure to arrange your composition intuitively, my friend. For as long as this day allows freedom of expression, we shall cook. Gourmet de fun. Oh. Gourmet. Gourmet. Gourmet de fun.
Got that down home Memphis vibe.
I don't need summer with a song like that.
Yes, there it is. That's Elena's review. It's on the album. I don't need summer with a song like that. It's sort of like the whole song is like a combination of Night Shift, like that. There's me, there's Byron, there's Chris laughing in the background. All it needs is Elena.
It's so, totally.
That's right. Sorry? We should put together the Elena sound bites that you can mix into your DGM.
Oh,
so get the best of Elena sound bites.
I don't even need to wear a skirt.
Now, did you like that track there too, Byron? You were. What's that?
Enormously.
Enormously. Yes.
He doesn't even like to admit it because he knows.
Did you like it as much as Elena
implies?
You like it as much as Elena?
Mix it in. Mix it in.
There it is.
Mix it in.
All right, Byron.
Yeah.
You finished your story.
Well,
that was it.
Kind of, sort of, but there was some very interesting.
Well, give me the interesting bits. Okay, give me the interesting bits.
Yes, condense.
All right. Humans are a species that is eusocial, and that's an important starting point that suggests a certain set of characteristics, including some really striking self-sacrifice behaviors. Now, this is where suicide takes on a psychological kind of reparations to your body for thinking these things as it tries to fix itself. So here's what it's saying.
Suicide is the body trying to fix itself. Yes. Talk to me, Byron.
Use cycle behaviors understood as part of what is called inclusive fitness in evolutionary biology. See, I had to read that section over again so you could really encompass what they're about to tell you. The idea is if you give up yourself, which would include your genes, it can be evolutionary speaking worth it if you spare or save multiple copies of your genes in your relatives.
Do you have any copies of your genes in your relatives there, Elena?
What does that mean?
It's a net benefit on the gene level. You see, however, when the researchers look at humans...
I gave away all my genes.
You gave up your genes for the good of humanity,
yes,
Elena.
Yes, yes, yes.
So remember that. We thank you.
However, when the researchers look at human suicide in a modern context, they surmise that suicide among humans represents a derangement of the self-sacrificial aspect of your social being.
So if you commit suicide, you're slightly deranged from a Ural social standpoint.
Aspect of you. You, not Euro, you social.
I'm sorry, you social.
You sociality.
You sociality, yes.
EU.
EU. You social, yes.
You social. It seems highly maladaptive. It seems highly maladaptive and very psychopathological.
Say that three times. Psychopathological. Psychopathological. Okay, go ahead.
That's the quandary we're facing with this paper. It's possible that modern human suicide is a maladaptive or deranged version of the adaptive behavior model for self-sacrifice
that all you social species have. So you're right. See, that's what they're saying, that the suicide is self-sacrificing.
Yes, yes.
To fix what's ever wrong with the body.
With the body. Really? So, like, you don't deserve to live because you would cut yourself out of the body like a cancer. I understand. So, I like the name of the band, though, the Maladaptives.
Yeah, the Maladaptives.
The Maladaptives.
Do you really need to study for that?
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking Elena, the same thing, Elena.
Would you please just give up your chain? For the good of humanity, Elena. What?
Well, see, here's the deal. The psychology of it is, if you can identify animal models for this behavior and understand its security at the neurochemical and neurophysiological levels, then it might lead to insights about similar circuitry that fail in human suicide. Because if indeed you can understand the behavior model, then you can make adjustments to the model itself to keep people from going down that road.
Yeah, but what about all suicide if Donald Trump became president? Is there any way to correct that?
Well, I think human nature will always cut its own cancer out.
Well,
I'm with that, Byron.
Not after tonight's performance.
Well, tonight's performance gives him pause for the cause. Arrogance needs to be knocked off his horse, and that's fine, because if he's serious to be a candidate, then he has to stop being a fool, because that's what he's been.
He's never going to stop being a fool.
Well, that's up to him. That's up to him. But then he will start to continue to lose, because people,
a road that we don't want to go.
People don't want to. They get tired of fools. Fools wear themselves out.
We're talking about court
gestures. Fools have a lot of energy. What are you talking about?
Court jesters have a point in which they wear themselves out.
They have a lot of energy.
Well, they do. That's what they get paid to be.
Listen, part of being the fool is drawing upon the energy that, you know, there's a symbiotic a relationship between the fool
and
the audience. Okay?
And the foolish.
Well, the foolish are the fools who follow the fool.
Oh, it's supposed to take so long, so I've got to sing this song to let you know how I feel. What's the deal, baby? And I came with you, and the things you make me do. My heart is ringing, and I'm singing this song to you. I'm horny, 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 horny.
I brought this for a
little
bit. I can picture Elena dancing in her kitty cat outfit.
I do have a kitty cat outfit.
I know you do. So, Byron Saunders. All right, let me have that throwback.
That's an interesting story.
That's a very interesting story. Chris, did you not find that fascinating?
Yeah.
But do you really think that we can, you know, divert people from committing suicide?
The depression, I mean, because what they're suggesting is that two things. They're probably seeing some kind of chemical behavior
model. That's kind of the
point of the story.
I mean, not really Trump or anyone else.
Right. They're trying to find some kind of chemical behavior modification to a behavioral problem.
I think if you want to kill yourself, then you will do it.
Well,
I don't think any loved one can, you know, and you know, I mean, we're going into a whole nother issue and a whole nother road.
True.
Because people who loved ones and friends, they blame themselves for not, you know, keeping someone from taking that road. But they shouldn't, because they're going to do it. They're going to do it. And I hate to be so negative, but that's kind of where...
You're a big supporter of suicide, is that what you're saying? You think people should have the right to take their own lives, is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think they have their own right. I mean, if they
you
live...
don't think they do?
No.
Now, whoever's calling, you better have pledged. Let's see who that is. Hello, you're on the air. Yes? Hello? Somebody playing possum. Mm-hmm. No, I brought somebody in. They're playing possum.
They're playing possum?
They're playing...
I like possum.
Is that the Indian chanter guy? What was his name, Byron? The guy that used to call up and chant.
He called himself the chief.
The chief. Right.
Oh, the chief.
Right, the chief.
What happened to the chief? Like, he doesn't... What happened to him? I'm worried about him now. I care about the chief. Is he... the chief, if you're listening, drop us a little... Say hi. You know? Worried about you.
Did
babe.
You tell him to stay high? Is that what you said? Stay high.
Yeah. Stay chief. High. Woo, you high. Stay high. Stay high. No, I said I'm worried about you, babe. Yeah, worried about you.
Chris.
DGM, 33 tracks, $35. Make a pledge. WBAI. Listener sponsored. That means you show some love so we can continue to show the love
That's
to
correct.
You.
Night
shift.
212-209-2950. Make your pledge now.
Iron is all about the love.
That's right.
Elena.
And get your winter 2016.
Incredible
DGM compilation incredible of music. DGM, that's right. 33 tracks. 212-209-2950.
The only
Make
place
your
you
pledge
can get
now.
It is right here.
Right.
Right now.
Okay, I even threw Tom Jones in here. Right.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? I know Elena likes Tom Jones. Oh. Oh, baby. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Listen to this.
Spy on me, baby, use satellite. Every rep to see me move through the night. Aim gonna fire, shoot me right. I'm gonna like the way you fight.
I love the way you fight.
Now you found the secret code I use to wash away my lonely blues. Well, so I can't deny a lie, 'cause you're the only one to make me fly.
You know what you are a
sex bomb, sex bomb.
Yeah,
you're a sex bomb. You can give it to me when
this
I
is
need
for
to
Elena.
Come along.
It
sex
is.
Bomb, sex
I am a sex bomb.
I know you are a sex bomb exploding with sex. Sexuality. All right, so Byron's enjoying this.
You know what you're doing to me, don't you? I know you do.
Now don't get me wrong, ain't gonna do you no harm.
No,
this bomb's for loving, and you can shoot it far. I'm your main target. Come and help me ignite.
Ow!
Love struggle holding you tight.
Hold me tight, dog.
Make me explode, although you know the route to go to sex me so.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
You still got it.
Of course. Elena.
He's
Elena's
hot.
Smiling.
He's got a nice package.
Elena Folger.
No, I watched a show with him.
What show
night.
Is that? It's like what an old
British
show.
So.
You didn't kick something under there, did you?
No. No,
okay,
Lord.
I'm just making sure.
Can I read the robot story first?
The what story?
The robot story first.
What's the robot? Which one?
Most bizarre online ever.
Okay.
Man offers sex with his robot as long as he can watch.
He offers sex with his robot.
Okay. As long as he can watch. So
and he plays this while he's doing it.
He's pimping his robot.
He's pimping out his robot. Go ahead. The first robot pimp. Go ahead, Elena. He gets like a reward.
But really?
I want to know who. Please read
this. Is there a
Elena.
Union for this?
I said this to her because I thought of Elena. Go ahead, Elena.
Sorry, Elena. I lost it.
You lost the story.
Now I'm back.
All right. Well, where's the story that I gave you? It's over there. Don't move it.
I'm not moving it.
All right. You have your story? Because I would give a story to Byron if you're not ready.
Brain structure governing emotion is passed down.
No.
You don't want
that. Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the women one. Yes.
Good
you ready?
Grief, Charlie Brown.
For everybody who has sisters or... Well, go ahead.
Let me repeat.
Yes.
Brain structure governing emotion is passed down from mother to daughter, says study.
Brain structure governing emotion.
A study of 35 families by a psychiatric researcher showed for the first time that the structure of the brain
circulatory, known as the chondromal system, is most likely to be passed down from mothers to daughters, then from mothers to sons, or from fathers to children of either gender. Very interesting. A study of 35 families led by a UC San Francisco psychiatric researcher showed for the first time that the structure of the brain circulatory, known as the chondromal system, is to daughters more than for mothers to sons. So, a large body of human clinical research indicates a strong association or depression between mothers and daughters, while are more likely than males to show changes in emotional association brain structures in response to maternal prenatal stress.
Now, I'm interested, dude. Now, in this article, I'm interested how they balance this nature versus the nurture. Like, if they may respond to what the mother does. I mean, maybe things are always imprinted there, but it's encouraged or, you know, your modeling behavior, perhaps. Or tell me about the tests.
That's actually a right question.
But I'm just saying, I'm curious of the context of this.
Until now, however, there have been few studies that attempted to link the two streams of research, said lead author Hoyt. And the finding does not mean that mothers are necessarily responsible for their daughters' depression.
Okay.
Can we pause it?
Yeah. So, like, if your mom is depressed, that doesn't mean, like, you know, that's not an excuse. All right, Kat, I'm with you.
Okay. Many factors play a role in depression. Genes that are not inherited from the mother, social environment, and life experiences, to name only three. Mother-daughter transmission is just one piece of it.
that doesn't take a master's degree to figure that out. They're both women. They're supposed to have those kind of feelings. They emotionally will pass down to each other and back and forth because they live a vicarious experience together as mother is to daughter, as opposed to mother is to son.
That was my question. So finish.
That's Auger.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We'll discuss this.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
But this is the first study to bridge animal and human clinical research and such a possible marital transmission of human chemistry, which has been implicated in depression by scanning both parenting and offspring. Who directs this laboratory? It opens the door to a whole new avenue of research looking at a temporal transmission of patterns in the human brain.
Temporal.
Continue,
Elena.
The system includes this argument and his research team, non-invasive magnetic image.
MRI. Just say MRI.
Yeah, MRI. To measure gray matter volume. This system of parents and then biological offspring from 35 healthy families. None of the family members were diagnosed with depression. The association between mothers and daughters were significantly greater than between mothers and sons, fathers and sons, and fathers and daughters.
Well, that makes sense in a lot of ways, too, especially considering that women are more not so much emotional as they're more in touch with their emotions, so they're, quote-unquote, more emotional, but they're also empathic. I mean, I have another story to talk about empathy for all humans. But so, what's your take, Elena, as a girl with a sister and a mom? Do you feel you have any?
I think it's very sexist. I think this
article is sexist. You think it's ridiculous? You think it's biased?
It's biased. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. You throw it out. You'd rather have sex with the robot.
I'd rather have sex with a robot. Yes, I would.
Well, you didn't give us any details. Did you find that story? did you find that story?
How much does sex with a robot cost these days?
Sex with a robot is happening. Chris rents out his robot.
Maybe I wouldn't go into depression. I mean, I did something with a robot.
There it is. If you
I mean, I, you know.
Or you, you know what he
As long as the robot could, pays.
Well, you could be pretend to be a robot. That would be good.
Like,
if they pay for the dinner, then no. We'll see.
That'd be good, like a sci-fi pimp.
I won't even need my mom or my sister to console me. I wouldn't be in depression.
Okay.
All right.
But no, I really think this really deserves further discussion, and I wish someone would call in and help defend.
Well, it's a marathon, so we can't do that.
It's ridiculous.
You think it's ridiculous? It's a ridiculous study. Ridiculous.
It's not fair.
Toss it out. It's not fair.
You too?
Study says women are emotional. Woman cries. Not fair.
I'm going to go hang myself. All right.
No good.
No, I'm kidding.
just
seriously,
like a mole.
Both of y'all have children. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's different for a mom and a daughter. I think that's really cruel.
Well, you know what they're not taking into account from what you've read is that there is a very specific and significant bond. I mean, it is known women have bond on different levels in different ways than men do, for whatever the reason is. Women that live together end up, their cycles end up being in sync, okay? So there are a whole lot of things I think about...
You're trivializing.
No, I'm not trivializing it.
Yes,
just,
you are.
How am I trivializing it? I'm saying that it is natural for women to connect with each other more. Mother and daughter, even more so. That's what I'm saying. I think it is a natural thing for, you know, that's just what I'm saying from a biological standpoint. That's what I, well, you think I'm trivializing it? Go ahead, talk to me.
Yeah.
Cut me
if
down.
If anything, a daughter, I think, connects with his father even closer than sometimes with her mother. She might, indeed, if you want to, like, really, like, play into your theory, then yes, she does connect, and in sometimes in a negative way.
Doesn't mean they're close. I'm just saying they have a special connection. Unique. That's all. Go ahead, I'm with you. Sometimes I'll even add, and you can tell me if I'm trivializing, I'll even add to the point where sometimes they don't get along because they are too similar.
I don't disparage the point.
You don't disparage that point.
No.
Am I trivializing? Look at this. Somebody's calling. Who is this person calling? You think it's a woman? Hello, you're on the air. Hello? I think only Chris's line comes through. Chris?
Yeah.
See?
No, that's not true.
You heard somebody?
Well, yeah, you turned my volume down, so I couldn't. You couldn't hear me when I was talking, so I would have let you know that somebody was there.
Oh, there was somebody there, and then they hung up?
Yeah, they kept pressing the phone.
They were calling their mother.
Were they talking?
No, they kept pressing the touch tone. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, well, that's why I had to turn them down, turn it down. Hello, you're on the air. All right, I don't know.
They were trying to communicate.
They're trying to communicate with, like, yes. The Close Encounters.
Yeah, well, they were using the phone, and they were, you know, it might be the chief calling, but who knows?
I don't think so. This person was calling before you said it.
The phones aren't working, huh?
Well, whatever. The next line over from you is not working, and I didn't give out the number because I want people to pledge.
Yeah.
Elena, what's the phone number for the pledge?
212. I'm calling my mom.
212.
Elena's still on that story. She's thinking about it.
212-209-2950.
$35 yes, pledge. Yes, you can get the music.
Phone,
okay. Somebody's calling. I hope you pledged. Thank Hello, you're
yes.
in the air. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello. Oh, wait, you know what? Maybe they come up here. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
I'm the robot. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
This is the robot. Want to talk to Alina?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Alina.
Are you going to buy me dinner?
I will buy you dinner, but I'm sorry. I can't have sex because all I have is an exhaust pipe.
Exhaust pipe. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, yes, hello.
Hello. I just wanted to say something about the study the young woman, is her name Elena?
Yes.
Yes.
Was referring to. And
yes.
I would agree with Elena from the following standpoint.
If a woman is depressed and she has a child, the man that she has selected to marry or to live with, I would assume, was attracted to her. One does not suddenly become depressed in life. It's usually a lengthy unfolding thing that happens over the course of one's life from early adolescence, generally. So the man who would be attracted to a woman who is depressed, he may himself be depressed, so that the effect on a daughter or even on a son that they have can not only be coming from the woman, the father himself, or the not only from the mother, the father himself is playing into the depression by his dependence on his wife, his wife's dependence on him. And it would seem to me both parents contribute virtually equally to a resulting perhaps apprehension or dread of life, etc., in their children. I don't think it's a case of just a mother being depressed affecting her daughter. In other words, the father's first relation is with the mother, and that determines what his relation to his daughter would be. And for daughters to have a father who is influenced by a mother's depression means that the daughters barely associate with the father in a certain sense.
I appreciate
you know what I'm
your
saying?
Opinion. Yes.
I partially agree with you, but I don't completely agree with you.
Yeah, because the study seems to be based on some preconceived notion that people are mechanical in some way, that we're machines, and human beings are so much more fluid in their emotions, their feelings, which are different than emotions. And to try to study something like this, the only thing I can think of is they're trying to come up with a pharmaceutical remedy to what they're inventing mm-hmm. as a problem.
Mm, that makes sense.
Well, anyway, I'll say goodnight.
No, I appreciate I
agree with you that there's something wrong with the study. I don't know whether it's that it's sexist or that it's just mindless.
Mm.
Which can also be the case.
Mindless and, study, said.
Yeah, inadvertently sexist, we might say. Anyway, good night. Thank
right,
you.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There it is. Byron,
so,
what's the phone number?
Mindlessstudy.com.
212-209-2950. Make your pledge now.
$35. Winter DGM 2016.
That's right. 212-209-2950.
Oh, I said spring earlier. Winter, that's right. Winter 2016.
It's winter. It's winter.
2016.
What were you going to say, Elena?
So, I totally appreciate that caller's comments and to reiterate what I was thinking. But also, Michael, I do agree that it can be partial. I mean, it takes two to tango. You know, if a child is lucky enough to have two parents, then one plays into the other. So everybody contributes. I mean, it's not just the mom that...
Well, they're saying that the mom's emotional trajectory
exactly.
and the daughter's emotional trajectory are very similar.
I'm refuting that.
You refute the study.
I mean, the father has to have some contribution, whether he's an absentee father or
No, these are 35 families with mother and daughter. You read it.
Yeah, I did. But
so this is what they're studying.
This is what they're studying, but right. we're talking on a grander scale.
Well, again, we have to look at the study group that they're doing.
All right. Study group is not reflective of what is going on.
What study group is? I mean, they got to start somewhere. So, you know, but you think that the precept of the study is flawed.
Yeah, absolutely.
There it is. Byron Saunders.
What's
the phone number?
212-209-2950. Make a pledge. Now, $35.
Can I have my laptop? My iPad. Because I have a story for you, Byron.
Woo!
One thing you neglected, they said that the brain structure, the actual structure of the brain, is what they're saying is passed down.
Okay, Mom.
I'm just telling you.
Wife loses wedding ring, then makes a surprising discovery after taking baby to the doctors.
This is a disturbing title.
This is very disturbing. A woman thought she had lost her wedding ring forever until she took her baby to the doctors. The heartbroken wife thought her treasured jewelry was gone for good until she took the nipper to her GP.
The general, nipper?
Yes, the nipper. To her GP, general practitioner, just in case. When the tot was x-rayed, the ring could clearly be seen in the youngster's belly.
Well, there it is.
Her husband uploaded the picture to Reddit, where it has been viewed thousands of times. When asked how the child was doing, the dad, who goes under the username I am Clark,
Diamond Belly Baby Daddy,
I am Clark Griswold, said he's fine, thanks. He's actually shown no signs of discomfort at all.
So how are they going to get that out of the baby?
It comes out naturally. Diaper.
You want to poop out a diamond?
Yeah,
I don't
says,
think so.
Now we dissect each diaper like fifth grade science class. So
I'm sorry, what was his name? The father?
The father's last name is Clark Griswold.
Vacation.
The Twilight Zone episode is like he's a fully grown man. He never passed it. It's still inside him.
Right. Some other users aren't too keen on seeing that picture. Yeah, you know, I mean, well, come on. I mean, you're investigating poop in a diaper until it comes out naturally. Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, I don't either. How did the baby swallow that in the first place? The fact that they're waiting for it to come out naturally, but they don't even deal with how did the baby get a hold of the wedding ring that was supposed to be on the finger of the mother, but she took it off, obviously, to feed the baby.
Something.
And the baby thought it was worth eating.
Of course, it was shiny.
Yes, it was shiny. Thought it was some kind of candy, perhaps.
Shiny. Mm. Elena goes after shiny things, too.
I do. Oh, when I found the...
You found the story you were talking about?
An engineer who claims to have... Oh, gosh. My glasses.
What is the point of having glasses if you can read better without...
It makes me more blind.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you. We're listening to
an engineer who claims
to have... Can you turn me down again? Because I was talking and I was down again. Is there?
I have not...
My channel, you haven't touched it?
I haven't touched it. I'm still sitting here. We're talking. Elena's talking.
That's so weird, man, because I was saying something and you couldn't hear
me. I don't know.
I'm having trouble hearing him as well.
You hear him too? You have trouble hearing him?
Yes. Yeah.
It's all right. Go ahead.
Okay, now I can hear you. An engineer who claims to have built a robot... with women's, good grief,
underwear?
Charlie Brown, with women's private parts, is seeking someone to have sex with, and what might, I'm like having trouble, be the most bizarre advert ever. What's more, the man says his offer comes with one creepy condition. Whether he has sex with his machine... has to let him watch them do the deed.
I would change that that ad and say, look, I'll be videotaping and I'll watch it later when you're gone.
Describing. I think that.
That's disturbing. That's kinky. That's a whole new level of kinky.
I think that, you know, the whole point is to be a part of it. Like, watching the video is...
What, you think there should be a robot orgy?
Yeah, I would think. I don't understand why he would even make a robot otherwise. I mean...
Well, maybe he's been having sex with a robot and he wants to see if anybody else would like it.
Yeah, but then you got to watch the act.
The whole concept is disturbing.
Okay.
Chris, why did you make this robot? A man upstate with long hair invents a sex robot. So
describing his artificial intelligence robot, he says it features, okay, a quote-unquote, a vagina.
Okay.
He explains.
Oh, that's a good name for a band.
He can't.
Robot vagina.
He explains that he can't have sex with it because, as its creator, he feels like it's dead.
Wow, this guy's got some.
He's got issues, y'all.
Issues.
There's big issues, okay.
I should have read through this once I got brought it back up. Yeah, the ad title.
It's the one star. I gave you like 12 stories. You pick that one, so you know.
The ad titled, Come F My Robot, was.
That's the title track from the album.
What's
Come F My
Robot Vagina? Robot Vagina.
Oh my God, Elena, you're reading like, you know, C Spot Run. You realize that, right?
Well, you try to do it.
No, well, get a little more together because it's atrocious and it's embarrassing. So figure it out, okay?
Because you're reading like this. On.
It went, and the robot vagina went down the street.
It's hard for me to breathe.
You're much better than this. You're much better than this.
It was posted on Craigslist by some...
Now she's all freaked out. The rabbits started screaming at me. The rabbits picked their hands up and put them around their ears. They go, Elaine is freaking us out.
They're robot rabbits.
Yes. Where did you get this, Mike? In robot...
Lance got this. This is from Lance.
Robot Times? He says,
please send this to Elena. Go ahead, Elena. Can you get any way through the story, any way that is coherent for the listener?
All right. The ad titled Come F My Robot was posted on Craigslist by somebody in Megaflix and...
Megaflix? Is that a place?
No, Malibu, duh.
Whoa!
I know, my eyes are blurred. What? I'm overwhelmed by this story. Shush!
Megaflix or Malibu? Megaflix? I don't know.
I'm sorry.
What's the name of this place?
Megaflix? An updated...
Where am I?
Where is that? Is that in Texas somewhere?
I don't think we're in Megaflix anymore.
Megaflix, Texas.
In the market. It says, hi, I'm an engineer who has built an owl with a vagina. I need someone to come F my robot.
Did you say an owl with a vagina? A what with a vagina?
An AI.
Oh, an AI.
No, you said owl. You said an owl with a vagina. I'm telling you,
owl with a vagina. I was like, okay.
He built an owl with a vagina.
I don't know.
You have sex
with it and it takes flight.
Only at night. It goes, whoo.
I need someone to come.
Here I am, baby. It goes, whoo. You go, here I am, baby. Whoo.
All right, you do an owl. I need someone. All right. Well, anyway, I can.
So it's like comparing a sunset.
I cannot do.
Thunderstorm. It overwhelms you.
This is hard to read. I cannot do because it's like my dad. I'm like his dad.
What?
Elena. Okay.
He's got issues.
Yeah, he seriously has issues. Oh my God. All right. So was that the end of the story? He just repeats that. Now I'm his dad, or is it?
Yes, he cannot do the robot because he created it.
Yeah.
See, I told you he's pimping the robot.
No, he's trying to. He's trying to like.
And the robot's probably resisting.
It's like, I'll offer you a dowry if you.
I'm not going there.
Take my virgin robot.
Yes.
So I understand. It's like he built a robot to have sex with, but he can't have.
But you understand why it's difficult to read.
No, I don't. But
why?
Well, I just have sympathy for you, Lena. I understand that robot sex stories are hard to read for you.
Well, I feel bad for the robot.
Is that what was happening?
And I feel bad for the guy that made the robot.
Well, Chris felt bad for the listeners who were trying to understand the story. Byron?
Yes?
What's the phone number? I have a track I would play to you.
209-2950. That's the pledge line. Make your pledge $35. Mm. Get 33 tracks. Amazing.
Yes. Check this track out now. This is the kind of stuff when they make it, you know, they must know it's going to get played on Night Shift.
Yes.
Okay? So
this is Night Shift music.
This is Night Shift music.
DGM, baby.
This is the essence of DGM. Phone number is 212-209-2950. $35 pledge. We give you all of this. This is over 3 hours of music. We send it to you free for a $35 pledge. You become a member of WBAI. Support public radio. Support radio that supports you. It's community radio. It's here. We do it. None of us are getting paid. We're here because we love bringing you things, hopefully, that are both entertaining, educational. We review films, we have bands, we have books, we have artists, we do it all. Night Shift is Late Night Magazine. If you like Night Shift, make your pledge now. You can even go online right now to WBAI.org, and it'll show you make a pledge, and you can look for DGM Winter 2016. I have some nice artwork up there. Boom, it's yours.
But an eclipse in the middle of the day kind of hits you so much grander. So it's like comparing a sunset to a thunderstorm. It overwhelms you with the drama of all these natural phenomena. But it comes and suffuses you with some feeling for the world. And so it's irresistible, I think.
We'll be right back.
successfully searched deeper and deeper and deep for that one sound to fit this monosonic mosaic. Oh, this works. As an ancient drum pounds deliberately, reminding me of every heart that ever beat in every man. Gourmet. Gourmet. Eyes closed, he's lost, tangled in a collage. His long and slender Italian shoes tapped in timely acknowledgement of what can only be described as groovy bliss.
A groovy
gourmet.
Gourmet.
Listening carefully now. Brown eyes gleaming analytically into the distance. A love affair. Man and music. And music. Gourmet. First met, man, there was no silence. I don't think there's been silence ever since. Remember when we spent time with our Aborigine cousins? What did they call it again? A didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
Uh-huh. Gourmet. Oh. Gourmet the funk. Oh. And when we comforted our African brothers from the cry of slavery with a spiritual melody, a change is gonna come.
A change's gonna come.
A change is gonna come, yeah. We're there. And every celebration ever seen, ever had. Gourmet. Gourmet. Gourmet the funk. Listen, the smell of salted tropical herbs filled the air, enough to make my mouth, eyes, and ears water. Add what you like. And what would you like? Just make sure
to. I just had to play the beginning of that track there, Brian. For Elena.
I love that track.
Yeah. Okay, here you go, Byron. This is a fun story for you. And Chris, were you digging that last track there before Gourmet Funk?
Yeah. Yes, I was imagining.
I lost the story.
Everybody sending in $35.
212-209-2950. That's the number to call. Make your pledge. Get your 33 amazing cuts of DGM. Damn good music. All right. Parents are 3D printing their babies before they are even born. This is not really that new, Mike.
Oh, you hear about this?
Yeah, this story. This? Yeah, I mean, it's the imagery, the
no,
imaging.
3D printing. That's where. Yeah,
the imaging.
People
is
being
getting
against ultrasound. So, yeah. Well, read that. You can get a 3D. Go ahead.
It may look like an odd concept, but these real-life replicas of unborn babies' faces are all the rage with expectant
replicas
parents.
Of unborn baby faces.
New moms and dads are getting scans of their little ones in the womb, rendered in a 360-degree format and printed in 3D. The 8-inch cast can even be framed, mounted, and displayed on the wall at a cost of about £150. That's interesting.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, would you do that, Elena? If
a three-dimensional...
Would you get one?
Absolutely not.
It's a little bizarre.
It is a little bizarre.
Fascinating.
And then you could show it to your child when it grows up. Look, this is you when you're a fetus.
And they have a person, a mother, even holding what would be in her hand.
Stop.
The face. Just the face. You have to look at it yourself. Face. You have to look at yourself just to believe what I'm saying.
Whoa, there you go. All right, well, I have to post this on the Facebook page.
That's no, kind of, that's kind of bizarre.
I think you should.
You think I should?
That's
come on, Elena.
It's someone else's child, no.
This is an article on In the Mirror, okay? This is online. There they are. She's posed for this photo.
So we don't have to, like...
Look, they've got the hand... They've got... Now, tell me that's not a little spooky. The hand and the face.
Yes. In three-dimensional...
I don't know. It's, you know, I don't
photography
know.
Photography is brought into three-dimensional
thing. Elena, you're a woman. Do you find this creepy, weird? What do you say? You wouldn't do
I
it.
I think
why?
It's invasive. I mean...
You wouldn't get a sonogram of the child? I mean... I'll keep one of those pictures, you know, because they have to check it.
Well, for health reasons, perhaps, but I wouldn't post it on Facebook.
Yeah, but would you get one put in a frame like they have here? Like at home, just for you at home?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because... Why would you? I mean, if I... Think about it. You, as a child, as a baby, would you want your face framed as a fetus?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the parents are thinking about how the child will be, but I'm thinking, you know, as a mother, potentially, you know, from your that side of the species, how do you feel about, you know, a 3D image, 3D printed image of, you know, your unborn child? See anything, you know, romantic about that, or you know, well, I don't mean romantic in the romance sense, but like, is there anything about that you see as magical? Like, look, there it is.
For your private consumption, but I wouldn't hang it on a wall.
Well, just on the table, just on the dresser. And you can see it in the morning. When
you have,
know.
It's, thank God. You have its entire life to look at it, you know, male or female baby. I mean, as long as it's healthy. But why would you need to see it? And, you know, again, not to put on your dresser. You know, if you want to, you know, keep it in a drawer or whatever. If you
keep
really,
it in a drawer?
Well, not displayed.
So your concept is you okay, but you wouldn't have it in any way displayed. You would be posting it on Facebook or Instagram.
For others to see? No.
Okay. Okay.
Are you talking about the owl?
No, we're not talking about the owl. No, we're not. I'm going to put it on the night shift page.
What, the owl?
Gosh.
No. No,
please don't.
And then I'm going to tag Elena in it.
It's not appropriate. It's not.
But it was nice that you put those pictures up of Elena on the night shift page. That was cool.
Oh, did you see the Elena dancing with Byron? Did you see that?
Yeah, that was cool. All those pictures you put up yesterday? That was great. When did you take those pictures of Elena?
Yes, but I'm an adult. I have a choice to say, Michael, take it down, or whatever. But a fetus, no. If I were a fetus, I wouldn't want me displayed on a dresser.
So you're more coming from the potential
Instagram
of the,
you're
more coming from Facebook. The perspective you wouldn't want your mother to do that. So you're thinking of
absolutely
how
not.
The child would feel. And that's why you wouldn't do it. You think it's invasive to
and
the
I
child.
Was, if I was fortunate enough to have a child myself, then, you know, and I hope I could still have that. But in the meantime, like, I wouldn't do anything like that to my unborn child.
Well, Elena, you know, you just go do the dirty and you'll get, you know, go out there and do
it. Well, that's not the point I'm making, but you know. I mean, well,
my rabbits do the dirty all the time.
Okay.
That's how come I got six of them now.
Elena, now it all becomes clear.
Now it becomes six instead of like last time it was four.
Well, it was four. Well, rabbits are quick. You know, they multiply.
Byron?
Yes.
Byron. You ready for your next to last story?
Yes, bring it on.
It's 2:37 in the morning.
Is it?
And you're tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, and on the web at WBAI.org. We're in the middle of our, or in the beginning of our marathon. And by marathon, I mean that we are a public radio station that brings all kinds of programming to you, things that you're not going to get anywhere. We had live coverage of what was going on with the
Iowa caucuses.
And Iowa caucuses. And so this is what we do here. We try and bring you, like what we do on Night Shift, interesting stories and interesting conversation. And, of course, DGM. So in return, I collect up the best of the DGM that we've played here on Night Shift and put it together as something to give you for pledging your support. Pledge your support now during the show, between now, before 3 o'clock. Make that pledge. And make that pledge. You can call 212-209-2950, or you can just do it online. You know, you can do it from your smartphone. Elena can do it right now if I, you know, forced her. And so just go to WBAI.org and then just look for the Winter DGM 2016. That's it. That's it. Winter DGM 2016. DGM stands for Damn Good Music. So, Byron.
Mike Sargent.
Do you concur?
I'm with you all the way on this, brother.
Elena, do you concur?
I do.
This has really
finally
been great.
Chris. A point that I actually agree with.
Damn good music, Mike, all night long.
Elena agrees.
Elena agrees. Your robot called, Elena.
Did you take a call in? Is that what you did?
No, I'm saying Elena heard.
So weird. Why does a press phone? You hear that?
Yeah, you are dropping out now. I hear it now.
That's not me.
Well, I'm not doing anything to you, so.
No, I know, but you sure you don't have another call up with us?
No, there's no other call. You're the only button lit.
That's so weird. Why?
Like that, Chris?
Oh,
yeah.
I love the piano lead. Just
it definitely takes you somewhere. Nice. CGM. Where else do you get this?
Wow. That was incredible. Yeah.
All right, you're ready with your story.
Okay, the harbingers of aging. This is studying midlife crisis in the insect world.
Midlife crisis in the insect world.
Yes.
That's a good name for, like, the album. Not the band, but the midlife crisis in the insect world.
Researchers have detected age-dependent alterations in metabolism and gene regulation in middle-aged fruit flies.
That's the band right there.
That show that these effects are linked to a reduction
middle-aged
in lifespan.
Fruit fly. Live. What? Say that last part.
What's the name of the band? Middle-aged fruit flies?
Middle-aged yes. fruit flies.
And show that these effects are linked to a reduction in lifespan.
They link middle-aged fruit flies to human. All right, I'm with that.
All right. I'm not sure this, how okay. much of this to take. Okay. The aging process is accompanied by characteristics.
If it's not correct, Erlena will refute it, so don't worry about it.
Changes in psychology, whose overall effect is to decrease the capacity for tissue repair and increase susceptibility to metabolic disease. Now, wait a minute. They did all this kind of research on this one little fly?
Middle-aged fruit
wait, fly. Wait. Hold on.
Don't underestimate a middle-aged fruit fly. He can take a lot. They can study him. Extract information. They check out his behavior. It's like, hey, look what he's doing. He's deviating. Go ahead.
What are you talking about? What are you like?
In particular, the overall level of metabolic activity falls and errors in the regulation of gene activity become more frequent. See, now, a collaborative study was done by two research groups. Now, it's like, this is interesting. Two research groups got a chance to do research on fruit flies of probably maybe the same genre. One was at, anyway.
Byron.
Yes.
You're skipping crucial fruit fly information.
I know. It's like
I feel like you are.
It's all naming professors and stuff.
Okay.
And I'm not sure it's even necessary. Anyway, okay. What has shown in the fruit fly Drosophila melanogaster that such age-dependent changes are already detectable in middle ages. How do they determine that a
fruit flies
fruit
age
fly
quick. They age quick. So like by
has
by
a middle
like,
age
by lunchtime. They're middle age by lunchtime. So you can really study them a lot of them.
There's some money going to this kind of research.
Yes, Mike. There is. Mike, yes, there is.
Mike, aren't you a bit worried that what's happened to your tax dollars here?
You know, it must have been a good proposal.
Oh my goodness.
I understand.
That's pretty much it. Where else can this story go?
You know, I was curious. I will say I was curious. Elena, you had a crazy story? One of the ones I sent you that you chose? Or should I pick one for you? Do you know?
Here's one that's interesting.
Okay.
Condom machine activated by a breathalyzer introduced in bid to stop Brits from having drunken sex.
Wait a minute. To stop what?
Wait. So, like, if you had the wherewithal to actually go to the condom machine, it'll check and see if you're...
Right. Too drunk to have sex.
Oh, okay.
A condom machine activated by a breathalyzer has been introduced in a bid to stop people from having drunken sex.
But drunken protected sex, because, like, if you really want to have sex, you'll be like, I can't get a condom, to hell with it. And you're drunk, so...
Well, the machine basically tells you you need a condom.
Okay.
The Johnny Be Good vending machine. That's what it's actually called.
Okay, all right. I'm not getting the concept. So go ahead.
Has been installed in a London pub and will only dispense condoms to those who can prove their... sober. So that kind of contradicts the whole thing.
Yeah, well, if you have a half a brain, you go get the condoms first.
Right.
This is like, you know, obviously this was an entrepreneur.
They go out on your drinking
binge. Entrepreneur who had thought they had a brilliant idea.
That's right.
Users will need to blow. Yes, that I said blow into the device.
So like.
And anyone under the legal driving limit will receive a free condom.
You know.
Ding, 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 ding. You're drunk. Here's several condoms for you. Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner. Hold the phones, folks.
A little thing comes out and goes, you'll regret this in the morning. Don't do it.
They should have a machine that says, you're with a hag.
Stop. Exactly. You know, the little thing comes out and says, you got your beer goggles on.
Excuse me, sir.
You're making a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Before you leave out of here, we want to let you just know one thing.
You can have a condom, but you're going to still regret it.
Get a condom now.
Well, I don't understand why it tells you don't get it. It should still give it to you. Just like, look,
here.
I don't recommend, but if you do.
Free condom.
I don't
know, but it's free. Exactly the point.
So that's the story you chose, Elena.
Yes.
I see.
All right.
Chris, any thoughts?
On anything for free.
Now, where is this?
All right. We have our last 12 minutes to make our plea.
Okay. 212-209-2950. That's the pledge number. Pick up the phone, make a pledge right now.
And what do you get?
You get 33 amazing DGM.
You're not get a free condom.
Amazing music. No, you don't get a free condom. But you do get great music. You get a membership to WBAI. Your listeners supported, and your pledge and your support helps to keep this show alive.
Helps keep the station alive.
Helps to keep the station alive. Now's your chance. Now's your opportunity to get amazing.
Right. I put this compilation because by next week we'll have something else going.
I'm sure. Winter 2016, Volume 1.
Well, no, just winter 2016. Next time, let's hopefully it will be still in winter when we have another drive. So this is our February drive. This is our winter drive, yes. Technically. And so it's winter 2016. It's DGM winter 2016. And if you're enjoying the music, you're enjoying the show, you enjoy what we do here, then hopefully you'll make a pledge either by calling 212-209-2950 or by going online at WBAI.org. And on the page, it shows you how you can donate. And just do a search for Winter DGM 2016. Byron Saunders.
Mike Sargent.
Elena.
Yeah.
Should I even ask why you picked that story?
Well, I think it's kind of cute. I mean, I know the listener can't see the machine, but it's pretty nifty. I mean, you get a free condom and you can drink as much as you want.
I think you really saw the whole thing as differently, but it's good.
Not that I'm condoning that, and definitely not drinking and driving, but, you know, a free condom. Good grief.
You place greater value on the free condom than I do, but I understand. I said play something. I'm playing the highlights because I don't want to give away everything that's on the CD. Byron.
Mike Sargent.
All right, I'm going to go to a different track.
Yes, so, yes, Mike.
Yes.
212-209-2950. Make your pledge right now. You've got 9 minutes left to make a pledge. Come on, you know you can do it. Make your pledge right now. DGM. Membership to WBAI. Help me to support. You are the listener sponsor that we've been looking for.
Is Chris good still morning. Out there? Chris, you still out there?
I hope your Groundhog Day is a good day.
You're kind of breaking up there. Groundhog Day. So what do you think, Byron? Because we have like
six
a minute.
Six
more weeks of winter.
Six more weeks of, and then we're springtime.
Okay. And you think that's how long Trump will stay in the race? Like,
well, he saw his shadow, and you think he saw his Cruz. You know, Cruz is his shadow now. So it's like, what kind of a man is he? Is he man or a mouse?
Well, he's a courageous conservative.
Well, we'll see how tough he really is, because he's punking out on certain places. Excuse my phraseology, but yeah, he ducked a tradition.
You prefer, if you're a Republican, you'd prefer Trump?
No, I wouldn't prefer any of them. I don't think any of them are qualified, personally.
What about Hillary?
She's very qualified. In fact, she's overqualified.
What about Bernie?
Overqualified.
Both of them overqualified?
Yes.
And you think they had the ticket?
I would like to see it being considered.
That's your word at this point.
See, here's the Rubik's, here's the cube itself. If Hillary shows strongly and Bernie stays right with her, then what it says is that as a ticket, it is a win-win. Conventional political wisdom says, yes, she has also the choice of picking a Latino, which is Castro out of San Antonio. He's a darling Democrat and would secure many of the Hispanic votes. And it's a choice of what direction does the image want to go. Because Bernie and Hillary together are a formidable team, and the Republicans can't beat them. And
it would be a rethinking of roles.
Hillary and the Castro, would it be even a better formidable team?
Even better.
Oh, even better. Even better. See, I okay. like both of the choices, okay, but it's a matter of the focus and the power and the imagery.
Wait, because we don't have a lot of time. Right? I want to jump to Elena. Now, Elena, as a Republican, who to you is a front runner? Who would you like to see be the Republican, the head of the Republicans, and tell me why?
I'm not a huge fan of pretty much any of the candidates.
But out of the lackluster field, who would you go with? Or who are you planning to go with if they get it? If it comes down to
it. I need more time to think about it. I mean, if I went right now, it would be Jeb Bush.
Really? It would be Jeb Bush? Okay.
No offense to Byron, because I love him to death, but Hillary is a criminal, and the one thing I would do is vote anyone aside from her.
Do you like Bernie?
He's.
Well, who do you like? Let's put it like that. Who do you like?
I really don't like anyone.
Well, she doesn't like anyone right now.
Okay. Well, then you have time to go over the field.
That's what you said.
I'm like so negative right now, and
it'll narrow
this whole
itself.
Show. But like, as an adversary, I wouldn't. She's unconscionable.
Okay.
All right. Well, there it is. Byron.
Yes, Mike.
You are tuned to Listener Sponsored Radio.
Indeed, we are. Night Shift. It's my favorite show.
Do you think it's going to be? Let me ask you this, Elena. Do you think it's going to turn out to be an interesting year politically?
Yes, I think it's a greyhound race, and we're all waiting for the bunny to see who leads the biggest loser.
Oh,
forward.
Biggest loser.
Because there really is a
slip of tongue.
It's a greyhound
race.
The biggest
loser. Oh, my goodness.
And we're waiting for the bunny.
The biggest loser.
So said Elena. So I think it's sort of between the two parties, though, Byron. Who do you think is the more powerful party in this country? That's my question to you.
Party? No. Party is not the issue at the moment.
I didn't say it is the issue.
The Democrats have the most votes. Popular.
So you think they're the
whether they can whether they can whether they can
I didn't
secure,
say it was. I'm just asking.
It's not a part of being a party.
Whether they can secure
what's not part of being a party.
Enough of the electoral votes.
Like if you are
to overthrow
a Democrat,
congressional
you have to vote whoever the Democrat at
districts.
No, you don't.
All right, well you could just not vote at all.
I mean, the primaries, yes, you're denied. But you can vote either party.
If so is that what you're saying? Like if you really hate what's going on
hits you so much grander.
What on earth is going on here?
So it's like comparing a sunset to a thunderstorm. It overwhelms you with the drama of all these natural phenomena. But it comes and suffuses you with some feeling for the world. And so it's an illusion.
All right, well, we are going to be going to the next show, which is, interestingly enough, a health show. It's Take Charge of Your Health. That's coming up at 3 o'clock. And, Brian, you want to make that last call out now?
212-209-2950. Now, you have a couple of minutes left, almost three, two and a half. Pick up the phone right now. Make that call.
You can do it.
212-209-2950. Get these 33 amazing, what we call DGM, damn good music tracks. Oh, my goodness. Right here, only at WBAI. Make your pledge right now. 212-209-2950. It's $35. Make your pledge now.
Chris, anything you want to add there? You think Bernie and Hillary is the ticket?
Is that the ticket? I'm not gonna talk with 2 minutes left of the show, so forget that. You wanted to talk about this kind of stuff, you should have done it a half an hour ago.
No, I didn't, because we have a show.
Whatever you want to do. Forget that.
All right, anything you want to say about pledging?
Yeah, I'm kind of done, dude.
Great show. I had fun. I hope we raised a lot of effort here and money. And
I hope so too.
That's what it's all about, people. And we get a chance to keep WBAI amazingly alive. Enjoy.
Well, you can like us on Facebook, NITESHIFT. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at NITESHIFTZ. And we have a website, lifeislikesciencefiction.com. And make a pledge, $35. Winter DGM 2016. You want to give out the phone or a number, Elena, before we leave?
I don't do that.
212-209-2950.